I don't know about you guys, but I'm still wiping sweat from my brow after this latest heat wave. But I'm the bearer of good news for this weekend. Right now, the forecasted temperatures are much cooler. So that should make it a good day for the East Pass Yunk Car Show and Street Festival. Over 200 antique, classic, and custom cars and motorcycles will be on display for the fest, which happens Sunday on East Pass Yunk Avenue between Broad and Dickinson. Live music and vendors of food and wares will be out so you can eat, drink, and support local musicians and merchants. It all gets started at 11 a.m. I prefer my close encounters with sharks to be in controlled spaces instead of, let's say, on the beach down the shore. That's why we like Shark Day at the Please Touch Museum on Saturday. You can bring the kids to see and touch a shark without risking life and limb. The day includes shark story time, a shark tooth dig, and an art workshop. Shark Day is free with museum admission, and events begin at 9:30 a.m. If I be waspish, best beware my sting. I love that line from Shakespeare's classic play, The Taming of the Shrew. Shakespeare returns to Clark Park this week with The Taming of the Shrew and The Tamer Tamed, the response play going on through Sunday. Turns out in the 1600s, they had response plays. That's pretty cool. Performances are free, but you have the option to register for seating in the vaccinated-only section. In case of rain, the play will move to the Prince Theater at the Annenberg, where you must show a vaccination card to enter. For all the specifics, head to our website, whyy.org/things-to-do. Sorry to tell you, but this weekend's Philadelphia Taco Festival at Xfinity Live is mostly sold out, though you may find a few tickets left. But just down the street at Wells Fargo, the Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live is rolling into the arena for 2 days, Saturday and Sunday. Megasaurus, the robot, the freestyle motocross, and the demo derby, they're all on the bill. Changing vibes and locations. From Wells Fargo to Washington Crossing Park, where Wine on the Waterfront is taking place on Saturday starting at 3. The picturesque historic site is hosting a wine tasting with more than 10 local wineries. So bring your blanket and your palette, but leave the kids and the pets at home. It's Leo season, y'all, and you can't roar with us. But you can party with us. Philly's own Lady Alma is celebrating her birthday, and you're invited. She'll be performing at World Cafe Live on Saturday with Vertical Current. The show starts at 8. You are a sweet dream with a tender heart and a beautiful smile. And four-time Grammy winners, the Black Keys, they're pulling up to the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden on Saturday in support of their new album, Dropout Boogie. The video for the first single, Wild Child, hilarious. The show starts at 7 p.m. We're winding down this week's edition of Things to Do with the observation that there are few sure things in life. But death, taxes, and ABBA are three you can count on. Tribute band ABBA the Concert is at Freeman Arts Pavilion in Selbyville, Delaware on Saturday. The show starts at 7 p.m. You can check out our website, whyy.org/things-to-do, for all the details. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.